This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
G'day and welcome to QNN, where this week we're looking back at the year 2014 in news from Australia. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Patrick Whelan-Smith.
It is a blow to progressive voters that I would be replaced in the Senate by someone who I have known for many years to be deeply homophobic.
In April, the Labor Party suffered a humiliating defeat at the West Australian Senate do-over. Right-wing union boss Joe Bullock was blamed for the loss of Louise Pratt's Senate seat after he disparaged Pratt's sexuality and called his own party mad.
An activist from Sydney won a major battle in the High Court to be recognised as neither male nor female. Norrie May Welby fought the New South Wales Register of Births, Deaths and Marriages, with the decision setting a precedent that human rights groups described as profound.
They had understood the arguments, they'd got their head around what sex is legally. You never know the outcome of a court case. I tried to keep an open mind about it and I wasn't entirely surprised by the verdict today.
The governments of New South Wales and Victoria took a big step to putting right an old wrong, allowing for historical convictions for consensual gay sex to be expunged. After a concerted push by both sides of politics, Victoria became the first to make the move, followed shortly by New South Wales, where it passed with unanimous support. Also in 2014, New South Wales voted to scrap the gay panic defence from the law books.
20 years after an infamous police raid on the Tasty nightclub in Melbourne, Victoria Police at last apologised for their actions. Acting Police Commissioner Lucinda Nolan said the incident was a low point in relations between the LGBTI community and the police force.
Simply put, the events that took place that night caused distress to the people and had a significant impact on the relationship between the LGBTI community and Victoria Police. It is therefore appropriate that Victoria Police extends a sincere apology.
In October, Bob Catter was left unable to look Joss Thomas in the face when the pair appeared on the ABC's Q&A. Bob Catter refused to address mental health problems facing the LGBTIQ community, leading to one of the most memorable moments in the show's history.
You say that it's not a priority, but you talk about it quite a bit. And when you do talk about it, you say awful things. And you deny the existence of homosexuals in North Queensland. They exist. There's an app called Grindr. I'll put it on your phone.
The decision by the Australian Christian Lobby to invite opposition leader Bill Shorten to speak at their annual conference backfired spectacularly. Shorten refused calls not to speak at the conference, instead using the occasion to pummel the group's anti-gay record.
When I see people hiding behind the Bible to insult and demonise people on the basis of who they love, I cannot stay silent. I do not agree. When I hear that people allege that God tells them that marriage equality is the first step to polygamy and bigamy and bestiality, I cannot stay silent.
While Bill Shorten fronted up to the ACL, it was a different story entirely when the viciously anti-gay World Congress of Families rolled into Melbourne in August. The event fell apart with the cancellation of four venues and the last-minute withdrawal of Victoria's Attorney General Robert Clark and Social Services Minister Kevin Andrews.
Also not covering themselves in glory was the Courier Mail, who earned condemnation over their coverage of the murder of a transgender woman. Complaints poured into the press council over lurid headlines describing murdered woman Mayank Presetio as a she-male and a ladyboy.
2014 was the year in which gay couples were able to marry in UK consulates. Meanwhile, Tony Abbott backtracked on a pre-election promise to allow a party room vote on marriage equality, as a fresh push from David Lionhelm put pressure on our federal MPs.
I challenge Mr. Shorten and Labor Party members to look Senator Wong in the eye and tell her she does not deserve equal rights. Today, I challenge Mr. Abbott and Liberal Party members to do the same with Mr. Abbott's sister. For those of you who have a problem with homosexuality for some reason or another, we're not asking for your approval. We merely ask for your tolerance.
And in December, the ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr made history, becoming the first openly gay head of government in Australia.
2014 was a year of major progress in sport. The major sporting codes committed to tackling homophobia, and both Brian Taylor and Sam Newman were roundly rebuked for anti-gay comments made on air. In August, Sydney hosted the Bingham Rugby Cup, And in May, the AFL sponsored the first Pride Cup in the Victorian League.
And after years of speculation, Ian Thorpe confirmed that he is not straight in an interview with Michael Parkinson, also discussing his struggles with depression and alcohol abuse.
I'm not straight.
You're not.
And this is only something that very recently, we're talking in the past 2 weeks, I've been comfortable telling the closest people around me.
And finally, we end the year 2014 on a tragic note.
I'm now hearing extremely, extremely loud explosions.
The man who attempted to grab the shotgun used in the horrifying siege in Sydney's Martin Place was identified as 34-year-old Tory Johnson. He and 38-year-old Katrina Dawson were killed in the attack by a self-styled Islamic State extremist, which only ended after Johnson tried to wrench the gun from the man, giving the other hostages a chance to escape. He leaves behind his partner of 14 years, Thomas Sin. And that's just some of the stories that define the year 2014. I'm Patrick Weiland-Smith.
And I'm Jacob Holman. Next week, we're bringing you the wrap-up of the year 2014 around the world. Until then, bye for now.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.